Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. It is the day before St. Patrick's Day, and we all know what that means. That's right.
Their mic is off.
No, I'm talking about our mics, dumbass. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the DC Pipes from the DC Pipes and Drums. Woo! That's Paco and Maru.
Hey.
Paco and Maru, nice. The day before Thanksgiving.
Right.
We are here with some of my pals that do this. You can see these guys all over. Their occupations are not public knowledge. So there we go. That's the way to. But a man who's
pipers.
We'd have to kill you.
But he happens to a man who happens to hang around with them, and a man who has been on probably every radio show that I've done with my name associated with it, and a dear friend of mine who is really one of my most dangerous friends.
Yes,
I would agree with that.
When I'm with him, I tend to bad things tend to happen to me, and usually that's why we really go out once every 6 months or so
to heal.
Officer Jerky is with us today. Officer Jerky,
hey!
Good to have you with us again. How go things in the world of law enforcement, Officer Jerky?
Well, they're entertaining.
He's right about that.
Now, one of the things that Jerky does, as well as police the world and keep you and me safer, ladies and gentlemen, one of the things he does is he races cars, because he probably doesn't feel that being on the streets of Washington, D.C., chasing men with guns is enough of a life-threatening experience that he wants to get another one.
Not so enough
now
thrill.
He drives a race car.
He's the kind of guy that likes to have a cigar at a gas station.
And Jerky, you are racing tonight, am I right?
Yes, I am.
And this is the Renegade Pigs race car that you're going to be riding in?
It is.
And it is also going to feature this is our first stock car sponsorship, ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
The Mike O'Mara Show logo will be on your race car. Will it be featured prominently? That's the question.
You've got the entire roof of the car.
Oh, nice.
Really?
Wow.
Oh, we got the roof.
Man.
We got the roof. Tear the roof off the sucker. Tear the roof off the sucker.
So they've got a lackluster sales force.
So where? Now you're gonna going to. Now, the one thing you said to me is, I don't race on asphalt. I'm like, well, what the hell do you race on? He races on dirt. So this is real dirt track racing at its finest. This is the this is redneckathon like I've never seen redneckathon.
Is there a certain urgency when you're driving and Sheriff Roscoe P. Coltrane is pursuing you?
Eat my dust.
Where will people be able to see you race tonight, Jerky?
We're going to race at Potomac Speedway down in Southern Maryland.
Southern Maryland, okay. How far from D.C. is that if you want to drive down?
It's about an hour south.
What's the best dirt track in the district?
The District of Columbia.
Benning Road.
He's right. What time of day?
So you're going to be down there racing your race car. How fast do you go when you're doing the dirt track racing?
Well, it's three-eighths mile high bank oval.
Right.
And we're probably going about 70.
70?
Yeah.
And that's just good old-fashioned fun down there. Refreshments down there. So can you go out there and have a nice evening? It's going to probably be kind of nice tonight, right?
Well, if it doesn't rain.
Yeah, it might be a little bit of rain, but it's warmer weather, so go out there.
How will that affect the track?
Well, believe it or not,
do you race in the mud?
Slick. It gets slick.
Yeah. Really?
They won't even let you race.
Oh. So is there a chance where you might not be scheduled?
Depending on the how bad it rains.
Right.
I mean, they don't have jet dryers down there.
Right.
for Juan Pablo Montoya to run into.
So you're going to be racing all season? You're going to be going out more than once with the car, or
There's 12 races in the year for my class.
And they're all going to be down at this Potomac Raceway?
Yes.
Very cool.
That's awesome.
Might be a nice road trip on a Friday night. Yeah,
exactly.
So good luck to you, Officer Jerky. And are you locking up plenty of bad guys now? Everything going well?
Yeah, we're rocking and rolling.
All right, very good.
Thank you, by the way. You got me out of a pretty steep ticket once.
We'll edit that out.
Is it becoming a trend around here?
Thank you very much, sir.
What, is he helping everybody on the show?
Why can't people be like
me? The only guy that helps me is Mark Decio, and he's an attorney.
Or you could be like me and just drive the speed limit.
There you go.
You were with us that night.
That night.
That night.
Turkey, thank you in advance for when I get arrested.
Yes. That's kind of fun. Now, Paco and Maru, boys, you're going to be all over the place. The DC pipes and drums will be featured. I think they can see you guys tomorrow in the parade here in Manassas, right? You'll be featured in watering holes everywhere. They pop in and out, and it's St. Patrick's Day tomorrow, and these guys are in demand. Paco was telling me these guys will be on their feet for like 9 hours tomorrow, just walking around.
How do they stay sober?
Yeah, that's a good question.
That's a very good question.
Boys, when you're out there with the pipes, how do you stay sober? Everybody saw that one coming, but sometimes you lay those lines and you can screw them up or you can lay them out perfectly. That was handled perfectly.
When they go from watering hole to watering hole for the next 48 hours, will it be possible for you guys to buy yourself a drink, or is everyone just going to hook you up when you show up?
Oh, they hook
pipes?
Them up. That's part of the deal.
So
right?
Don't let these guys pay for a drink.
No, do not. You don't even need to say that. These guys played at my bachelor party, and I tell the story about how when it started out and we were with Jerky kind of organized my bachelor party. Mm-hmm. And incidentally, he does a lot of different things, but he could be a bachelor party organizer.
Oh,
that's how great my bachelor
party was,
as far as I was concerned. And at the beginning of the evening, we were piped into, I think, one of the local gentlemen's clubs, and I had my my hand over my face because I was very nervous. And I said, oh, this is embarrassing. By the end of the night, we were walking into bars, and I'm like going, I'm not going in until the pipers pipe me in.
Oh, boy.
That's how good an evening it was. And now the DC Pipers, ladies and gentlemen, from the DC Pipes and Drums, for St. Patrick's Day, lay it on us, fellas. Pipes and Drums. Woo! Fantastic. Start the show, Rob. That's good stuff.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Well, it's that time again. St. Patrick's Day has come and gone, and, well, the sons of Ireland are basking in the glow. You know, when I think of Ireland, I think of a lot of colorful Irish expressions like the luck of the Irish. Luck of the Irish. Sure. Say you're in a pub somewhere in Ireland. Oh, anywhere in Ireland. Some guy comes up to you and says, hey, is that a bomb I hear ticking? Then BAM! Your small intestines are on the ceiling and your brains are in your car across the street. That's the luck of the Irish for you. Look, who's kidding who, okay? Let's talk about the bad luck of the Irish, all right? How about this? Potato famine! How about that? It scares them, doesn't it? Well, it should. That's why they came here in the first place, so they wouldn't have to work in the potato fields. That's why they became politicians, priests, and cops. Luck? Give me a break. I got a friend. His name is Dan Sullivan.
John, wait a second.
Yeah, you think he had luck? In one day, he got his car stolen, and the stupid, he had no insurance and no license, and then he gets locked up for being drunk, okay? So after that, he takes off for someplace like India or Nepal or someplace like that. And his mother dies, you know? So they wire him and tell him to come to the funeral, you know, of his mother's funeral. That's
John,
all.
John, what
is this happen? Wait, one second, wait. He's in India, Nepal, sitting squat-legged, listening to some sacred cow. So he comes back, and he gets stopped at U.S. Customs for trafficking in illegal drugs. Not holding, he's trafficking. I mean, here's this guy, Sullivan. His old lady kicks off, he gets popped at the border, and he's sitting on 50 pounds of black Tibetan finger hash and two keys, a slam. Now, that's not bad luck. That's dumb luck. I don't think luck has anything to do with it. I think it's brains. I don't think the guy has any brains at all. First of all, he's a drunk, then he's a junkie. Now, I don't know what's worse. Don't ask me. Ask Sullivan. And what happens? He calls me up and he says, hey, man, I got busted in the border. I need $5,000 bail, you know? Wait a second. I said, $5,000, man. I never even seen $5,000 in my life. So don't ask me for it, man. Why don't you ask your mother? Which is a dumb thing for me to say because his mother just died. Now, I got this drunken Irish junkie who wants to kill me because of what I said about his mother being in terminal dreamland, you know? Oh, girl, one thing, boy, just turn me out! One thing! They love their mothers, boy! Oh, they love their mothers! It's mama this and mama that! Oh, my Irish mother! Ireland must be heaven because my mother comes on there!
Coming to you live from Mike O'Mara's living room studio in the historic radio district of Manassas, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Live from the Cappy O'Pfeiffer Studios.
Right.
This is America's most beloved podcast. It's the Mike Mara Show. Downloaded more than 12.5 million times.
That's Mick Mara.
And heard in 149. Watch it, pal.
Just kidding.
And heard in 149 countries worldwide.
Nothing but trouble.
You can call us at 718-506-1625. It is Friday, March 16th, and you have to have something if you call.
Yes, please.
Please do that.
Not today.
The show today is brought to you by Smart Smoke.
Boo. Boo, that is smart.
The premium e-cigarette Smart Smoke has the nicotine you crave, but
smart
without
smoke.
Tar, odor, secondhand smoke, or carcinogens. It's why am I doing
Smart Smoke?
That incredible Irish stereotype. Same-day shipping and money-back guarantee. Smart Smoke is the smarter alternative to tobacco, and it costs 80% less. That's a big
How
deal for
that?
People,
Huge.
Especially with the price of smokes nowadays. Ooh. 80% less. Shut up, Frankie! 80% less than traditional tobacco products. And try the new Omega 2 with a heavy-duty design, up to 14 hours of battery life. These things last a long time.
They do. Mm-hmm.
Get to go into a restaurant where they're prohibited, and you get to hoove away, and there's none of the after effects that you would feel. I can say this because I've used the product before, mm-hmm. and you know, I don't use it on a regular basis, but I use it enough to know, you know, you can go out and you can hoove on this thing all night long. You wake up, you really no worse for wear.
Fine.
All the best things without any of the bad stuff.
Absolutely. Well, you get the little deal.
Nicotine. That's the good thing.
All the styles, flavors, and strengths. Just click the Smart Smoke ad on our website. This is a very cutting-edge company on this particular technology, and they've got some really, really good products. On the show today, it's St. Patty's Day Eve. I hope you enjoyed the beginning of the show.
I did.
I really love those guys.
That was awesome.
They're so nice to me to come by and do this. These guys are, make no mistake about it, these guys are off, and they won't stop until probably 2, 3 o'clock in the morning tomorrow. They're going to go nonstop because everybody wants them in different incarnations and parades, bars, Irish pubs, mm-hmm. they're going to be everywhere.
Living rooms.
A lot of
squeeze,
living rooms, absolutely.
A lot of,
absolutely.
Of squeezing and blowing.
You know why they're busy, Mike?
Yes.
Because of the holiday.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
I love it.
Yes, tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day, and as I mentioned before, I'm going to kind of try to...
That is BS. That is such BS. You're not
on,
going
Oscar.
Clean. You're not. You just told the guys, maybe I'll see you tomorrow night.
How about your radio partner, you and me,
yes.
just meet in the middle of the day for a pint?
No, he's already. I told you, I'm going clean. I'm not drinking. I'm good. I'm good. You can meet him, though. He's going to be at a pub in Fairfax at 1 p.m.
At 1 p.m.?
Yeah, he's going to watch, I think it's the big rugby match.
Is he
going to
be
playing?
The best Irish bar in all of Fairfax? Oh, Hooters?
No, probably is the one that we used to hang out at, the one right up on the corner?
Yes, yes.
That's like around the corner from his house. Well,
yeah.
Why don't you come along?
No.
Be nice if you showed up.
I am trying to gear up for this big show that's going to be on the 31st at the State Theater, and okay. I got to clean up.
All right.
You
well,
can clean up, but you know what?
I'm not planning on burning the house down either. I'm just planning on
yeah,
showing
but
up.
There's only one speed for us, man. 120 miles an hour.
Oh, man.
Hey, man.
Bro.
Hey, yes, hey sir. It's a holiday, man.
I'm just saying the truth. I'm not, look, you should do what you want, but when you sit here and say, well, maybe I'll go out, maybe I won't do anything. Come on. Just go out and have a great time.
Call him man again.
Man.
So it sounds to me like Oscar doesn't want a party.
Oh,
well, he's yeah. playing
is that your
safe,
problem, yeah. Mr. Santana?
Well, you heard what he said.
I guess all that partying you do when you leave the country and you fly down to your different jet set warm spots, I guess that means you don't have any time left for your pals, but well, that's okay. I guess I'm just a D.C. guy. I don't rate. I guess if I was in Phoenix, Arizona, or if I was in, like, Palm Beach, then I'd probably be in your zip code, but I'm not, am I, Mr. Fancy Pants? I guess I don't carry that $6 million Bentley lifestyle that you've become so accustomed to. I guess what you want to do now is just hang out with all your people down in the she locations, not places like what?
I said
he ran out of breath.
I got a hard press and a hard call from our friend Todd Moore.
Tomo.
Yes.
About going out in Arlington tomorrow.
Yes.
And he said, what's Mike's plans? What's your plans? Because I want to make plans with you guys.
And then Oscar said.
So what I could do.
What's
as,
Todd Moore's plan?
He's going out in Arlington.
During the day?
No, at night. But he would go out during
Todd,
the day
that's the
if
problem.
Like.
Todd yeah. O'Moore.
What I'd like to do.
Yes.
I have you.
I'm sure he'd go out with you.
Nighttime is Mike's evil mistress.
Let me ask my wife.
I can share Tomo.
I got to ask her. What's
been
the,
done
what
before.
The, what the, I'm, okay, can I be honest? I'll be honest.
Yes.
St. Patrick's Day scares me.
Sure. That's fair. I love that. I salute that honesty.
Do you know what my wife said to me? Why we're not going out around here?
Why?
She said,
that?
You don't want to go out in town and make an ass of yourself again.
Oh. Oh. Go out of town.
That is love.
What's
I'd like to. I would yes. like to go, like wonderful people just go in the middle of the day have yeah. a and it'll be crowded. I won't want to stay anyway.
Because remember, it is as you've said yourself. It's amateur hour.
Why don't we meet halfway between Arlington and where I live, which would be where Chad's watching the rugby game, and then because I said to Chad, I don't want to let people down, and I said that I'd love to go out and tip a pint and do that, and then maybe be on my way. That's what.
Todd, these Oscars.
What are you rolling your eyes? Why is this so painful for you? You just. Why don't we just both try to control ourselves?
We can't.
Because we can.
The quote
we
is:
Oscars
"We only
in.
Have one speed, man."
Do you understand that there's an ongoing joke that when I switch from beers in whenever I go out drinking with my friends to Jack and Coke, they set their timers to 60 minutes because that's when it's over. I don't like that joke, but it's true.
I'm sitting
that's
there.
Absolutely
I don't
true.
Drinking
Here,
the Jack and Coke.
Oh, I can't
wait,
do that.
Siri's doing stuff. All right, hold on. Shut up, Siri. Shut up. I'm doing a show. Shut your mouth.
That's not nice.
Final.
That's real. That's real. That's good stuff. So, I don't know.
Let me ask you this. Now, Carla. Earmuffs.
She should be here any minute. Well, she should be here momentarily.
Earmuffs.
It's her short day.
Hopefully she's not listening right
okay.
now.
Okay.
Would you rather go to Fairfax and see a bunch of dudes watching a rugby game, or would you rather go out in Arlington and look at pretty women around you drinking heavily?
I gotta
rugby.
Get a car.
I'm sure.
rugby.
Are you, if you do, let me ask. I'll mention, can I mention Tomo maybe?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because that, you know, all right, hold
that'll
on.
That'll do.
Yeah.
Call Carla.
Feel free to use him as a sales
Tomo's the deal maker.
Yes. Oh, would you like to bring Carrie with you, Joe?
Well, she's shut up now.
I'm just going to call her.
You told her. You,
now she's mad at now you. Siri.
Siri has folded her virtual arms and has turned her back to you.
Crossed her virtual legs.
She's definitely wary about St. Patrick's Day, so I'm not sure.
And are we talking about Carla or Siri?
Carla.
They're both concerned, right?
Stop the speaker, or do you have it upside down?
Hey, babe.
Hey.
Hey, so we're talking about St. Patrick's Day because we haven't made any firm plans yet, have we? Hold on. Rob's playing his obsessive compulsive stuff that he has to play.
Copyright 1950.
All right, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, so what are the... Oscar's suggesting perhaps... going out and having an afternoon beer in Arlington with Todd Moore. Would you be interested in that?
I'm not sure.
Okay, but the, but I mean, I just it's our plans are kind of evolving, correct?
Right.
What are your thoughts?
You can do whatever you want.
I'm not asking for permission to go away. I just want to get some input from you.
What time on Sunday is the intervention?
Well, I don't think you should go. You know, if you do go, you shouldn't have too much to drink, just because you would be in Arlington and
right.
There'd be a lot of cops out.
Well, I'd do the cab thing probably, but I don't want to. But I've got to be up at the crack of dawn on Sunday because I've got a family meeting.
Okay, so what you're trying to say is you want to get it over and be drunk by 5 o'clock that way. Oh,
that's painful.
Exactly. Exactly.
Wow.
That's exactly right. Come home and then fall into bed and be up early. But I'd like you
to
come.
She should join
but
us.
The thing is, Oscar and I are both saying
it's a
this.
Deal breaker if she doesn't come.
You know, it's a deal breaker if you don't come. We want you to actually join us. And I think
Todd
during the day, if we go out and we venture out, it'll be much better than going out at night. What do you think? It's turned. Yeah. Got okay. It's driving me crazy today. Hello. So what do you think? What about tomorrow? Ooh. All right.
Oh boy.
You can do whatever you want.
Oh no,
that's code for go.
Yeah.
Yourself.
Yeah. Do you love me? If you loved me, you'd stay.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what I'm doing.
No.
Why are you sounding?
We haven't made any plans, so.
What?
We really haven't made any plans.
Well, these are plans, and I'd like you to come out with us and just like pop down there. What?
Want to make my own plans also.
Oh. What did she say?
She has her own plans.
What if she wants She might have her own.
I don't want you to make your own plans. You made your own plans last night. All right, I'll talk to you later.
Uh-oh.
Okay, bye.
All right.
Well, that didn't go as planned.
No. Where's the jingle now? Putting her on the radio doesn't necessarily always work.
I'd like to tell you something, Mike. You know, and I've been married a long time, too.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. I am. All right. I don't know what to do now.
A man torn.
No, I know. You know what you want to do, also know what you should do.
What I want to do is not be out late at night.
Okay. Yes.
That is as much of a lock.
That was never an issue.
I'd like to go out at noonish and say, hey, how are you, and hang out. And
Maybe
a sandwich.
I'll stay in, you stay
potato.
In, we'll just have a good weekend. It'll be good.
Like not go out at all?
Yeah.
Hey.
Pretend it never happened.
Why don't you Skype? Or as they say tomorrow, Skype.
I feel like my life is out of control.
No. This is the
not
thing.
Yet.
I think so Carla's looking out for you. That's it.
I think she is too.
Yeah.
Okay. The thing I mentioned is my extended family.
Yeah.
We have been planning for 4 months. We have a family meeting.
Oh, the call is tomorrow?
Yeah.
Now, here's a question.
And they moved it up to 8:30 from 10.
You guys.
Nice. Wow. Yeah.
You guys are.
Because that's the way they roll. That's why that's why they all hate me.
You guys are a bright family. But really, what are they trying to do by scheduling an early morning meeting for the O'Mara family the day after St. Patrick's
Day? They're verifying that they don't give a shit. About St. Patrick's Day.
No, they are.
That, in my mind, they probably, if you ask them individually, oh, I hadn't even thought of that.
It's like,
I hadn't thought because we wish we were British.
It's a calculated plan because they're going
to. They want you to not show up.
No, they believe that you're going to be in such a state that you'll just agree to anything.
They, you know what? They don't even care about me. They don't care. I'm one of seven. And on this conference call.
Yes.
So it's not going to be even relevant. But the fact is, I either have to go out during the day and do that, or I think, we should stick to our original plan.
Yeah.
That's what we should do. I just got a little excited with the Pipers.
I don't know.
You get worked up.
And I got a little worked up as well when you started saying, well, let's go out during the day. I said, well, Arlington's going to be awesome during the day. We should just do that. And then I thought,
why don't we just have a time where we say that's it?
Yeah, no,
cut off.
It's not going to work.
That's not going to happen.
It's not going to work. It's going to damage my relationship.
Yes, not worth it.
Damage your relationship with Carla and Todd.
Yes. And another time.
Another time.
Another time.
There'll be other holidays.
You know, there are other holy days of obligation where you can drink. St. Swithin's Day is in June, I think.
I have to tell you how much I enjoy the day drinking, though.
Yeah, but we can do that anytime.
This is true. We can do it at our beach house.
You can do it right now.
We could do it right now.
Yeah.
We could do it right now. That's a wonderful idea.
No, but I think, Mike, really.
Yeah, give me one. Anyway.
This is an evolution of who you are right now.
Yes, I know.
Because this says, I care about my relationship.
Right.
One day of drinking is certainly not worth any strife in my home.
Exactly.
And that's it.
I get it. You know, the thing is, I just.
Yeah. So I'm with you. I get it.
Let me compose myself. I didn't even mention what's on the show today. We have a response to our former wear initiative for the March 31st live show. We've done some talking about the beach house. We have to continue that. Mm-hmm. And my favorite unsung actor, who I'd like to pay tribute to. We'll do that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. And happy day before St. Patrick's Day, Rob.
It's a parade.
Oh, my name is McNamara. I'm the leader of the band. Although we're few in numbers, we're the finest in the land.
Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Our segment is brought to you by the Institute for Liberty's Fan Freedom Project. Your right to buy, sell, or give away tickets to concerts and sporting events is under attack. The big ticket companies are already putting these restrictions on tickets, which means they can't even be given away. Protect your rights. Visit fanfreedom.org today. Fan Freedom is a partner of the Institute for Liberty and a proud sponsor of our upcoming stage show at the State Theater. You played that vignette with John Belushi at the beginning of the show.
Wow.
And you really go back and realize that is mid-1970s.
No later than 76 and possibly 75.
Not. Yeah, and you know, I will tell you, and funnier than anything they've done in the last 30 decades. Years.
Add it up. Right. Add it up. It's nothing's been that funny.
It's really, I mean,
there's so many layers. When he tells Jane Curtin to leave him alone, that's more visual. That doesn't convey. You need to see it.
And I root for those guys. I root for comedians. If I go to a comedy show, I want them to be great.
Right.
I want to laugh my ass off. I'm not one of these people that goes the opposite way with that. But I will tell you, I wish Saturday Night Live would think a little bit more along those simplistic lines.
Yeah. Go back to its roots.
Trying to be so goddamn clever.
It's not about makeup. You know, it's not about a crazy, crazy idea. It's just about letting someone funny be funny. They sometimes flirt with it nowadays.
They'll get there occasionally. But, you know, and I root for them when they do.
Right.
But you look back at that, and I remember back when I was in high school, this is what we would drive home to turn on Saturday Night Live.
Because you cut your night short.
Because you know you'd unhinge your jaw at something, and they were so hip.
Seriously,
they
Oscar,
were so cool.
There was a day where kids would cut their Saturday night short to go home to watch Saturday Night Live. That's how good it was.
I can't imagine.
And they didn't have a cast that was like, 14 guys with no genital hair.
Right.
No.
Right.
You know what I mean? They really, which they knew. They they look like
Chevy
look like
Chase.
Kids.
And Chevy Chase.
He has none either.
You know, that goes to, really, Chevy Chase. Luckiest man in the world.
Oh, yeah.
Because he was part of that. And Chevy Chase was a guy who proved when he had his TV show
that he wasn't funny.
That he really wasn't funny, but he was in a vehicle that was so perfect.
And he continues
for him.
To work. He's still in a top 10 show.
And he still does. He does good if the lines are right and the stuff.
Right.
But I mean
the vacation movies were awesome.
Fletch Lives 1, 2, and 3. Awesome.
Right.
Four.
Agreed.
There are people that absolutely. who was it? Was it Charlie Broyhill that
loved
Fletch?
Yes.
I don't know.
And that's, wouldn't eat chicken.
That's all you need to know. on the program today, so I want to talk about our formal wear initiative.
When we left it yesterday, it was black tie encouraged.
Yes, and I don't know what you guys have received via Facebook or via email, but I'm getting positive responses.
As did I.
People think this is going to be a fun event. Now, they're not overwhelming me with them, but I think it's something that we ought to keep mentioning
and
because
remember,
it should be fun.
Not only are we asking that of you, but we're going to reward you with an extra chance in the door prize.
There's incentive.
Exactly.
There is incentive.
So here's how it works. We said this yesterday. For our live show, 800 Strong, March 31st at the State Theater in Falls Church, Virginia, doors open open at 7 o'clock, and if you show up in formal attire. Now, listen, I'm going to go. Somebody said, what about a business suit? Yeah, you got a tie on. That, to me, is formaling it up. Yes. But, you know, you show up like that, and you're ready to go. You get yourself an extra door prize ticket.
None of us today would get an extra ticket.
Right.
No.
And we're cool with this. I don't give a rat's ass. You know, my old radio thing said, is this gambling?
No, it's not.
No, because
we're just giving a random
We're just giving a random.
Right, it's random.
And so, and ladies, cocktail dress, formal dress, whatever. Yes. If you're dressed up, that's the, you also get the, and, you know, we'll have people at the door that'll be making that call for you. You get an extra chance to win some of our fabulous door prizes.
Two chances to win big.
No, we're going to have more than that.
I'm saying per person, you'll get two tickets.
Exactly.
Instead of one.
This could be the wild card for the ladies.
Yes.
No bra, extra ticket.
Oh, awesome.
That'll be for our summertime show.
JK.
That'll be, boy, that'd be fun. JK.
LOL, though.
That'd be terrific.
OMG.
So show up, and it would be so exciting to look out in that audience and to see everybody in tuxedos.
Love to see it looking classy.
It would crack me up.
You know, it's going to make us look pretty classy if that happens.
Oh, it will you know, which is pretty damn hard to do.
Yeah, I know.
But I think, you know, the whole idea of that, it's just a bit. It's everybody in the audience being part of the bit.
Do it for fun.
I want to talk about the State Theater show, if I can, for a second here. The core of this show is you're going to see what we're doing right now, and you're going to see it live. It's like going to a taping of a television show, only we're on the radio. Mm-hmm. So we've got the set all lined up. We're going to have our living room set on stage.
How many people, Mike, are brokenhearted that they never got to see King of Queens as it was created? Well, this is the next best thing.
It's going to be a lot of fun, the core of it. We're going to be doing things specifically for the audience. Got a couple of dog and pony shows that we'll be doing for that. But by and large, it's going to be this. We're going to be shooting the bull.
I love
and
ponies.
We're going to actually enhance the program with a fabulous band, Black Gold. Eric Gronick's Black Gold, and it's going to be incredible. And we're going to start the evening with an Elvis impersonator.
Yes.
So should be a good time. And put your tux on.
Lots of surprises.
Ladies, put on those dresses, and we'll be out there to see you. Congratulations to VCU.
It was an exciting game. Like, you know what it was?
The Rams. Way to go, the Fighting Rams.
Even though at one point I think they were up by 12 at the end of the game, it was indeed a nail biter.
Oh, a nail biter. 62-59 over Wichita State.
Wow. Yes, it was a very exciting game, and I watched the whole thing.
Congratulations,
Rob. I'm sorry, Buzz. Maybe next year.
As I was saying yesterday, Rock Chalk Jayhawk.
That's right.
So, Mark, where are we in our brackets? Are we?
I think we got one wrong.
Really?
Yes.
It's pretty damn good.
I read online that if on ESPN they had millions and millions of ones submitted, that only 8 people in America picked every game wrong yesterday.
Every game wrong.
Every game wrong. So of that, I guess
a lot of people.
Still
did 5
I'd say with
people.
all those picks, that's a pretty impressive little record
upsets.
There.
Yeah,
that means no upsets. You're absolutely right.
I think that we got wrong the Connecticut game.
UConn got beaten by who?
They got beaten. By Iowa State.
Yeah, they got beaten. They got beaten.
But wasn't VCU technically an upset? I know a lot of people saw it coming, but they were a lower seed,
but it wasn't like last year where it was like, oh my God, well, who's VCU?
And also the fact that they were in the Final Four last year gave them some
credence. Yeah, VCU was ranked 12th and Wichita was 5th.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so now it's onward and upward, and I don't know. I'd like to lay it down. When it gets to the Final Four, Mark, you and I need to talk about stake horsing.
Making some real
money. Maybe even the Sweet 16.
You know what?
That, I like that.
Just to make it more interesting.
I might field your action because I don't like your chances.
Really?
I might.
Well, I don't want you to compete against you and to have you coming in on this. I just want to like lay down some bets. And
okay.
I don't want to be heavy. If I lose some money, I don't want you gloating. That'll
that's what's
going to
get you through tomorrow.
Right.
You just watch the games.
Right.
That's true.
Speaking of fourth.
Yes.
I don't know whether to say this or not.
Just
but
say it.
A lot of people that listen to the show and listen to me and have listened to me know that I'm a huge Washington Capitals fan.
Yeah.
I got a feeling. I got a feeling about this team.
What are you, Fergie?
No, I will tell you that the last couple of years, the Washington Capitals have kind of walked in to the NHL playoffs without without any real hassle.
Right.
This year has been a year of unbelievable turmoil and problems for the Washington Capitals.
Battle.
They fired a coach. They went on a massive losing streak. They're absolutely having to scratch and claw just to get into the playoffs.
An uphill fight.
I think if they make it into the playoffs, some good things could happen. I'm watching them play, and the one thing I haven't seen in 3 years from this team is that they seem to be peaking at the right time, mm-hmm. which is all it's about in the NHL.
Do you
so remember I said that? Now, with that said,
right,
tonight's game.
Tonight.
Tonight's game against Winnipeg is a crucial game.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm willing to.
Your theory may hinge on tonight's game.
If they lose tonight, mm-hmm. I might just say to myself, F it.
Why?
What is it
Why?
About tonight?
I just think this is a team that
it's a linchpin game.
This is a team that's in the same crapper that they are. They got to step on their necks and they got to beat this team to mm-hmm. you know to get into the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And it's not a definitive game tonight, but it's one of the teams that's doing the same thing, scratching and clawing.
Okay.
And it's going to be interesting to see they're on the road. It'll be interesting to see how they play against that. I just think adversity causes the team in the NHL to go into the playoffs with a better head on their shoulders.
Do you think that? Do you look forward to the 2 weeks of the year that
2 weeks
that Washington could be a hockey town?
You know what?
I know that in a way it embitters you when they finally get into the playoffs and it starts to matter. You don't like the bandwagoners that jump on.
No,
like
but
me
the fact
VCU.
Is, Rob, what you don't remember is when they first moved into what was MCI Center.
Yes. Now I think they call it RFK.
When they first, the Caps had just gotten in that building. They went to the finals of the Stanley Cup.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They played Detroit and got swept. I was at a couple of those games. And so, I mean, that's really, and then, you know, it was the drought after that.
Right.
I'm trying to think, was it 2004? 2004 that they made it? I'm
it
not
was,
sure.
Because I remember know. I worked for
was it 04?
WHFS, and I did take the WHFS Avalanche to the what was the MCI Center.
Right.
And park and like set up a tent, and
sure.
no one cared, and it was the worst job in the world.
Right.
But I knew one day I could be on the radio.
Hey. That's right.
This town, this
town
don't
miss us when we go to sports.
This is a no longer a non-hockey town. DC is officially a hockey town, and the fact is, you get sellouts during the middle of the
That's
season.
True. That's
they've
true.
Had enough success where they've done that. This is also a town that is just clamoring for a winner, and I would love to see it be a hockey team because this town does not do hockey media-wise.
Mm-hmm. No, you're right.
Nobody
you're right.
gets hockey media-wise in this town. George Michael, the late, great George Michael, covered it as well as anybody could cover it on television. But outside of that, you got that guy over on DC 101 who's a Canadian, Elliot in the Morning. He likes hockey. Mm-hmm. Other than that, everybody's faking it.
Yeah.
And that is the truth. Mm-hmm. Everybody in this town is faking it. There was Elliot and there was me.
They're in the playoffs.
But that's still
then
faking
then
it.
Then all of a sudden,
but
everybody
still
then everybody
faking
gets it.
It.
Yeah. They're still faking it.
Yeah,
and that's
still faking
that's
it.
Why
yeah.
it would... Listen, Redskins win a Super Bowl. It's easy.
Right.
Everybody in this town talks about it. Everybody. The Capitals, you get the bandwagon, but still, watch those TV anchors going, hey, that was quite a game last night. No, you didn't watch it. You were watching Smash.
You don't think Tim Brandt loves hockey?
Tim Brandt loves football.
I know he
loves Maryland football and loves the Washington
that's
Redskins.
That's about it.
That's it.
Speaking of TV, did you watch the finale of The Bachelor? I know that we're 4 days back.
Did I watch the finale?
Oh, my God. Gay.
Did okay. I watch the...
It was sensational.
Gay American.
It was amazing.
It was amazing.
Was this... Now, I saw a clip of it, I think. Is this where he asks the girl to marry him and then she turns him down?
The way I understood it is he said he loved her and then he set her free.
Yeah, so basically he dumped one girl and he picked the crazy girl, the one girl that America
Remember
hates.
Oscar was talking about the crazy girl? She's a model.
Courtney.
Right. Right.
So he picked her.
So is America watching this show, The Bachelor?
No.
Okay.
Seriously, no one.
Let me just add this.
Yes.
Really?
You want to hate her.
Yes.
You want to throw her in a cauldron of acid. You want to do things to a woman that you would never want to do. And I'm not violent. I don't even want to break her laptop. I don't even want to talk to her.
You just like beating dogs.
Yes. Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah,
that too.
Hey. There's a reason they S on themselves when they go out in the yard. They have no idea what they're doing. You got to teach them. So.
I hope he's back to talking about dogs.
That's for the beating dogs.
Yes.
So what happened?
So you want to hate her. And then they're in Switzerland.
Mm-hmm.
And... she is walking up this knoll, the Matterhorn's behind them.
It's a beautiful, I'd love to visit that part of the world.
I love the cheese.
So it's perfect. Chocolate. And then she takes, the host of the show meets her like at the base and takes off her jacket so that she walks up and then sees if you're going to get engaged or not. When she takes off her jacket, she looks so effing hot, you forget about how much she is.
How insane she is.
Yes.
Oh, and she has to do the long, cold walk back down the mountain because he dumps her.
No. He picked her.
He picked the crazy, picked
the hot, crazy, crazy, crazy one. He picked the crazy one.
And he's, what's the deal with him?
He sucks.
He's a schlub.
They deserve each other. They deserve each other.
He's a schlub. But I mean, what is it? Is he fabulous?
He's for the birds.
I thought The Bachelor. I know nothing about The Bachelor.
He got dumped on the last show. So they made him The Bachelor.
Why is he the catch? Is he fabulously wealthy?
Because it's a sympathy thing that the show does. They bring in the Bachelor or Bachelorette who was dumped on the last season.
But to be the original Bachelor or Bachelorette.
The original one, you had to be rich and
wasn't it a football player?
But not anymore?
It doesn't happen.
So a guy can be like a personal trainer at Gold's Gym?
Usually they have some success in their lives. Most of the guys,
like a podcaster?
Yep.
Most of the guys that go on the show... they talk about what they do when they bring him on.
Right.
He's a podcaster from Northern Virginia. That's very, very
so
funny. An engineer for a podcast in Northern Virginia. His name, please welcome 58-year-old Raymond Diaz.
He was employed until recently, and he likes hands.
I cannot pick you. You are not perfect for me.
All right. So they do the recap, ends up that they break up during the 3 months that they're apart. And then at the end of the show, the guys, they broke up because she was he finally saw what a C she was during the program.
Oh, you know what's really great? Now Oscar has moved on to the next program, The Bachelor After the Rose.
The recap.
Well, because that's really where it got good.
Why? Is it because of your single status that you're all in on this?
No, Todd and I discovered the show this season.
You put on matching striped shirts and watch it?
Very odd. That to me is very, very odd.
Because we're drinking, we're yelling at the TV.
You know what? You should have done
kissing.
You know what I had... Last night, my wife went out with her best buddy, and I was left to my own devices, and it was movie night in my house last night. And I knocked two movies out that were in theaters last year, and I had a fantastic time.
Who is your undersung actor?
The one in my first movie, which I think it's been out for a long time, was last year's movie, but Liam Neeson.
Oh, he's very good.
Yeah, Unknown, is that the movie?
Yes,
Unknown.
Good movie.
Liam Neeson, I think he's unsung. I don't think he gets enough credit. I loved him when he did the Ricky Gervais thing.
Right.
I love Liam Neeson. I love Taken. I could watch Taken 20 times in a row. You know, I will find you. I will kill you. And it's just, he to me, intense. Liam Neeson would walk in and scare me, and that's what I like in my, and at the same time, I thought I put my least favorite actor, I think the most overrated actor in Hollywood right now, is Mr. Ed Helms. Mr. Ed Helms.
And overused.
Completely, overrated. Like, brings nothing. Yeah.
Right.
You're the nerdy-looking guy.
He's good, he's been inappropriately elevated.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
He was fine in The Hangover.
Right.
One.
Right.
I don't think we needed him in The Hangover 2. Yeah. You know, the fact that, the great thing with his tooth missing. I mean, the material is what worked for the guy. Yeah, but now you're bringing him in to all these different movies, and I say
poo-poo. Do you think that Ed Helms watches The Bachelor After the Rose?
I don't know. I have no idea, but another movie I watched, and I was embarrassed because I sent him an email about it. Our friend Patton Oswalt, who was in the movie with a young adult with Charlize Theron,
right.
And it's out there now on pay-per-view for all the farts that don't get to the theater, and I'm one of them. And I will tell you, he makes the movie.
He's brilliant.
He really is amazing in this film. And I just had to let him know that.
Right.
But I felt embarrassed because this is
after
a
the
year after he's been even thinking about this movie.
Man.
But
great movie.
Yeah, man.
But I had to tell him.
That was nice of you.
I basically told him, please keep making movies because I really think he will be, he can elevate himself into the Philip Seymour Hoffman area.
Absolutely.
He gets better with every film he does.
He's got the chops.
And I really think he can do it. He can pull it off. And he, without Patton Oswalt, this movie would have been crap.
I bet your email made his day. I really did.
He's
a nice enough guy. He thinks a lot of you. He's mentioned you in interviews before.
Right. Well, first of all of our dreams. I mean, I'm looking at that and living vicariously through Patton Oswalt as he is doing scenes with Charlize Theron, who just... Charlize Theron is funny because she's a brilliantly talented actress who makes herself look as skanky as she can. And
she's still pretty good looking.
She's still pretty hot. Pretty cute. She is still pretty hot, and she's amazing in it. I think she is just I said to my wife last night, I don't know whether Carla liked it or not, but I said, Charlize Theron to me is the polar opposite of Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, I see that.
I mean, I get what you mean,
Kim Kardashian would not leave her house, looking... you know, anything other than 15 coats of paint on her to look good. Right. And, you know, without those 15 coats of paint, you got nothing there. Yeah. Yeah. Charlize Theron, you know, she actually goes through these processes to make her look like hell.
Right.
Monster's the best example when she won the Academy
Award. And
she
also is talented in something.
So, and she's got amazing, amazing talent.
Funny, great comedy chops, too.
Yeah. Is anybody into, I know it's the kids are, but is anybody into the Hunger Games at all? Anybody
Julia
paying
is.
Attention to
Julia's reading the book, and Julia wants to see the movie.
I kind of want to see this movie. I like the fact that it's not vampires and crap like that.
I have the audiobook. I'm going to listen to it hopefully next couple weeks.
And they say the movie is good enough that you know, you can go enjoy it in spite of the books. But
as an adult,
it's kind of one of these series like Twilight was, but
hot,
it
very
looks,
hot.
But it also looks a little darker. It looks like it might be a lot of fun to go see that.
Fighting to the death.
Yeah.
You know what? You know what? You're bad.
Why?
Because your eyes narrowed when I said darker.
No,
that's what they did. They did. You were ready. You,
I was
your brain
bring up
went
something.
There. You went there. No, I saw you go there. No. I saw you actually.
What I
go
was
going
to bring up is that I'm surprised you're into it because when you see the commercials for it on TV, the movie, I don't know of the book,
right?
But it looks like a CGI fest.
Oh, really?
I mean, there's a lot of big crowd scenes that are obviously created inside a computer.
The premise: this is futuristic, and they have these kids
fighting to the death,
to the death, like in a Survivor situation, like a reality TV show, but they fight to the death. How cool is that?
That's pretty good.
Wouldn't we like to see that on the real Survivor?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah, with real
God.
Kids. Some of the kids in my neighborhood, actually.
Oh, hey there, boy.
Who wants this Big Mac?
We're short on time, so I want to just get to this. Beach House. I know that we're getting excited about it. I've been looking at it for the entire show. We might be modifying the beach house idea.
Okay. Really?
Right. What do you think of that that location?
Well, that house you showed me is unbelievable.
It's awesome.
It's amazing.
Yeah. And Buzz will be happy to know it's going to be Beach House 2012, perhaps without the large numbers of people.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's just going to be...
us?
It's going to be us and...
Almost smiling, Buzz. Yeah. Look. It's smiling. He's fighting a smile.
I'm trying to suppress a smile.
Desperate times, desperate measures. We can only deal with what reality gives us. It'll be five of us in a beach, or the six of us in a beach house fighting to the death.
Oh, that's right. It's six. So a couple of people are going to have to bunk together.
What's going
to... sleeps 14.
Yes. Wow.
That'll be fine.
That shower sleeps 14. Yeah.
But what's going to be great about this is that for some reason, just because it's going to be our luck, that house is going to fall through, and then we're going to have the big house again, and Buzz is going to be sad.
But it'll be fun to watch the rise and fall of my moods.
I've analyzed all the possibilities, and no matter how it works out, there's only one. It's going to be great.
It's going to be great.
Great. Great.
So onward and upward. Get that sponsor.
Yep.
Let's go do it.
You got it.
And we'll we'll make sure that we can try to pull this off.
Okay.
And I'm thinking July 20th.
Okay.
That's what I'm thinking. Right in the middle of the
I
month.
Like that.
That's it. So that's it. Everything's covered. Happy St. Patrick's Day. We will take a break and we will come back with Rob Spiewak and the Audio Vault right after this.
The fancy was a peaceful man, if you know what I mean. The cops picked up the pieces after Clancy left the scene. He never looked for trouble. That's a fact you can assume. But nevertheless, when trouble would press, Clancy lowered the boom.
Oh, let me tell you about it. Well, Spiewak, he was a young buck, and all he had was a narrow view of everybody, the little... All right, anyway.
Hey,
oh,
sorry about that. It's Dennis Day. He's one of yours.
He's one of my... There you go, you bigot. Anyway, Rob's Magic Audio Vault is brought to you by the DR Lawn Aerator. Don't pay somebody else to poke holes in your lawn. Do it yourself easily with the DR Lawn Aerator. Turn that crap down.
Oh, McClancy!
With the DR Lawn Aerator from DR Power Equipment, coring your lawn helps it get water and nutrients and gives the roots more room. Get more tips for a better lawn. Get a free DVD to see the DR Lawn Aerator in action and get up to $300 off right now. This is the time of year when you want this creature.
Yes.
You want the aerator. You want to do your aeration in the early spring.
Make your lawn emerald green.
And it's been a warm, warm winter in most areas of the East, so be aware of that. Just click the DR ad on our website. The DR Lawn Aerator. DR is professional power done right, and another proud sponsor of the Live Stage. I feel like I'm reading a goddamn novel when
I
read this.
No, you know what's great? You can buy it, the DR. You can buy that DR product without spending a lot of green.
That's very nice, Rob. I opened your audio vault.
Yes, you did. You don't want any more Dennis Day?
No, I don't. I don't know why that annoys me. It's like,
it's the way the Irish are looked at. Oh, yes, we've got little testicles and little penises, and we run around.
Now you know how I feel when you play the Mexican music.
Oh, you're right. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Boy, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Today, his name is
a
Oscar.
Moment of empathy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, went away.
All right.
And yet, when you play German music, Rob gets excited.
His name is Oscar O. Santana.
Oscar O. Santana.
Hey, Mike, I got a lot of people say they wanted me to do this today. How about those Rams?
All right.
Hold on.
So, if we could all sing along, I think it would be great. Buzz, you don't have to.
Thank you, Rob.
Did you get sucked into any of the March Madness coverage last night?
Has this guy been waiting for 20 minutes on hold for us right here?
Oh, man, that's my fault.
Is that you?
No, that's not. I should have picked up his call.
Well, let me just can I talk to him?
Sure.
Area code.
Maybe he can we'll join find the out. Cheering.
Hello, area code 410. You've been waiting for 20 minutes. I apologize. What can we do for you?
No problem, Mike. How you doing?
V! Right, hold on. Rob's got to do his thing.
Hang on,
he's so obsessive.
I can't wait till they lose.
Right.
You! VCU! VCU! Go, Rams, go!
I apologize for that. All right. Thank you. Hello, caller. What can we do for you?
Well, my apologies to Rob interrupting the audio vault. My name is Chris. I wanted to wish you a happy St. Patrick's Day, Mike.
Thank you.
It's actually my birthday as well. You guys thanked me yesterday.
Oh, that's good. So you get your birthday on St. Patrick's Day?
I do, and it's pretty amazing to celebrate that each year. I did want to ask Rob a favor, though. If he had a minute to run out and get me something, I was looking to see if I could get maybe one of those Cat 2012 T-shirts.
Cat guy.
And so it begins.
Frankly,
I got other crap to promote.
Frankly, Mike, I haven't any time.
That's all he wanted. That's one of you. That's really one of your
Cat.
People, right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, you know what? Caller.
Buzz actually.
Bad caller.
Buzz took that birthday request. Uh-huh. That guy, I'm finding him, and he's out of there.
We have his name
because Buzz edited out the Cat from his birthday request, and then
that.
He called back just to get that on there. Douche. That's why he waited for 20 minutes.
We're still against Cat.
When is Cat?
Yeah. Announcement yet could come.
You know what? Now that I've sold out the State Theater, Cat away. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. I have no
it's
problem
the same.
With it.
It's the same night.
Rob
same.
And I are working on
We're
it.
We're working on it.
Area code 541. Hello. You're on the Mike O'Mara show. Hello.
Yeah, Mike. Cat's the worst joke on the whole show, by the way.
Which is true until this call. Go ahead.
That's amazing, this show.
I was just listening to yesterday's show, actually, and I'm a little bit disappointed in the group's collective lack of knowledge of the structure of the NCAA tournament.
I received several. Hold on a second. I received several emails to that effect.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I don't follow the college game, and I don't follow basketball, so I plead guilty to that charge 100%.
Well, of course, he's referring to U5.
There's plenty of sports radio out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it was funny is that you didn't make it halfway through your picks, and you all were discussing which theatrical score would be most appropriate to play while
you know who you're talking to.
I love you. This guy's a good ball buster.
What do you expect from us?
All right, who are you picking? Then I'll make it simple. Who are you picking for your final four, my friend?
I believe I have Missouri winning it all.
All right, too much time. Thank you very much. Sorry about that. I hate to hang up on him, but, you know, I was really – he got his ball busting in. That's all he needed to get in there, and he had, he
well,
had
no,
something.
When I want the callers to have something, I do mean it. I want him to have the flu.
Yeah. Oh.
All right, what else do you have, Rob?
There was one interesting moment I thought during the Kansas State game last night. Of course, one of their players, Angel Rodriguez – He's not one of yours.
Angel.
Yeah, he's one of Oscar's. And when he was shooting foul shots, he's from Puerto Rico. See if you can follow what they're chanting in the background while he's doing his foul shots. Even though the announcers aren't making reference to it, you know, they're trying to psych him out. Listen to the crowd.
Trying to come over and draw the charge. Rodriguez has already let the ball go. And he's a freshman, but he's about as cool as they come right now.
They're chanting, where's your green card?
Oh.
Let's have that one more time now that you know what you're listening for.
Trying to come over and draw the charge. Rodriguez has already let the ball go. And he's a freshman, but he's about as cool as they come right now.
Was this in Kansas?
I believe so, yeah.
I mean, how are you doing?
Why am I not surprised?
And the thing is that the Puerto Rican is Puerto Rican. You don't need a green card.
Right.
That's true.
Know thy state. Idiots. Buzz knows his own state. Not
Idiots.
Proud of that either.
If you're going to be racist, do it smart.
Wow.
Where's your green?
Where's your green?
Puerto Rico,
yeah. U.S. territory.
Puerto Rico.
All right, let's keep focusing on sports, Mike. Did you see any footage from the Crufts Dog Show in Great Britain?
I did not. Have the pleasure.
As far as Britain goes, it's great.
It's great.
This is the big one over there,
right.
And they were doing the race.
Hold on a second. Warning! Buzz, did you alert me to the fact that we received an email from this person?
I don't know if I did or not.
We all have.
Are you talking about? I know who you're talking
about.
We
all have a Facebook friend that we pay close
attention
to.
I'm glad you found that.
This would be Rennie Rude. Rennie Rude, ladies and gentlemen, is on Facebook and communicates with all of us.
Yes.
Especially Bob Spiewak, senior, the horniest man on Facebook.
That's right.
You know, and you did not alert me to this.
I'm sorry. I meant to.
That's incredible. Rennie Rude writes, "Hello, TMOS sexies."
Hey, that's us.
Yes, thank you very much. I am a little Irish girl from Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Ooh. My mother is first generation U.S., her parents being from Antrim, Northern Ireland. Mm-hmm. My da is straight from Coleraine, Northern Ireland. He intended to travel straight through to California, but decided to stop in Coeur d'Alene because it reminded him of home.
Sure.
That and he met my ma. Ah. It's amazing how a hot piece of Irish ass can make you completely change your plans.
Wow.
As soon as he settled, Da worked hard at becoming a true Irish stereotype. Worked on a potato farm.
Oh, my God.
Then bought his own bar to tend. Uh-huh. So I guess you can say, in the grand scheme of things, our part of the family is straight off the boat. If you yell potato, we still yell where. Jesus, we're such mix. This is funny. I've gotten addicted to your show. It's a problem, but I'm willing to accept it. I find myself spouting random TMOS-isms throughout my day. That's normally fine, but it's not kosher when you're a lawyer. S-A-D has now become one of my favorite legal terms.
Wow. That's a good one.
You guys have been part of my daily routine for a good year now. I tend to listen to you when I end my day, so technically I take all of you to bed with me every night. Mm. And if you saw a picture of this woman, that works for
over,
everybody
Rob.
In yeah. this room. Mm-hmm. Let me see. Sometimes I like to tell my husband that I'm going to bed with six of the most talented men in the business. I'm including Mark and RJ. Is that wrong? No.
Hey,
then calls me a podcast slut. I guess it's true. I'm thinking of having a t-shirt printed with TMOS podcast harem. Wow.
Nice.
Thank you for what you do and for all the funny you bring. When all is said and done, you make me smile. That's all I could ever ask for. Love you in the pants.
Oh.
Rennie Rude.
Nice.
From Missoula,
great letter.
Montana.
Great support.
I didn't want to get the week over without that Irish that little Irish tip there.
It's a letter like that that'll make it move, Mike.
Yeah. That's wonderful. Good
Lily
stuff.
The dog. She was a slight dog, kind of like a whippet.
A whippet, and, skinny dog.
Yeah, and it was the part of the competition where the dogs have to run a course.
Okay.
And Lily did not void before her competition during the Crufts dog show.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no.
And we have this on our YouTube page. It's definitely good to look at, but it's great the way the British announcer handles it when Lily stops to cop a squat.
Handling well ahead of the dog, well ahead of the dog. Sometimes that works, sometimes it doesn't. If you don't go behind you, you can lose control.
Can you stop it right there? I have a question for the British telecast of this dog show.
Yeah.
Did they give the British guy an announcer? Did they give him a microphone? Or was he standing like in a toilet somewhere?
Well, it's on BBC 15.
BBC.
Not the best. Right, I think you will hear the crowd realize that the thing happens before.
It's like falling out of the dog's butt.
The dog stops and takes that C-shaped pose.
Right,
you know?
Arches his back. Yeah.
And if you don't go behind you, you can lose control. Whoops! Oh, no! Oh, and it was a good run, too. Well, a dog's got to do what a dog's got to do. What a shame. Oh, dear. Disqualified.
Disqualified,
and
that is disqualification.
No,
yeah,
that's crazy.
You know, based on that, we could have disqualified Jerky before the show.
Yeah, I can't wait to go upstairs.
Now, I said that's one sport I don't follow. I don't follow the basketball. I don't follow the dog show. Here's a sport I think we all might enjoy that will debut very soon.
Attention, all ladies who love football, but that love for football runs deep. You want to play the game? Well, there's a new National Football League for women, the LAFL. Lady Arena Football League.
Lady Arena Football League.
Lady Arena Football League. LAFL. Fell. Scheduled to begin May 2012. Ladies, you want to play ball?
Bring your game.
Bring your game to the tryouts.
If you got what it takes, bring your goods and try out.
Come prepared in fitted sportswear.
Shorts,
leggings,
sports bra,
running shoes.
And if you want, bring your cleats. A one-time fee of $25 is payable at tryouts. Tryouts will begin at 10 a.m. We'll be on the gridiron until 2. The Lady Arena Football League, a new indoor arena football league made up of female athletes. The league is an 8-on-8.
Why are you coming out of your skin, RJ? You get the things that excite you just surprise
football
me.
Football and ladies, give me a break.
Well, no. See, I mean, I think really the arena football league for ladies is fine, but everybody's familiar with the lingerie football league,
right? Yeah. Which they have on MTV. There's something coming up here that I think you will enjoy.
Okay, go ahead.
That speaks to that.
Contact Football League. Playing in lingerie-style uniforms. The inaugural season begins in May 2012 and will play throughout the summer. For more information about the Los Angeles Riderettes tryouts or about the Lady Arena Football League, visit the website at www.ladyarenafootballleague.com.
Lingerie-styled uniform.
You can't water it down. Right. I mean, you either duplicate the outfits they wear in the lingerie football league or you don't. Okay. That's the way I look at it.
I mean, most of us have seen the games.
Sure.
Yes.
It's like two look-ins, and you're like, this sucks.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. When you've got the internet, why watch that?
Mark liked the $25 entrance fee.
Here's the way I look at it.
Lingerie-styled entrance fee.
When I looked in it, and you look in on it, it's like, and the reason why, Oscar, somebody who's, might have a woman walking in at any moment, you're going to get busted, and it's not worth the effort of getting busted.
Okay.
Because you'll be accused of being a perv for watching the lingerie football league.
Yes.
But it's not, there's nothing there.
No, it's nothing crazy. No, right. Though they do hit each other.
Which is
why
they're
shocked.
No reason to change the channel.
And you know what? RJ's still into it. You've not dissuaded RJ. RJ's excited and laughing.
He's already booked a flight to L.A.
That's right.
Yeah, I know.
RJ's going to try out.
I think he smoked a fatty before he got here.
Oh, right.
The new iPad, Mike. And remember,
we got to wrap it up. One or two more.
Okay, it's not the iPad 3. It's the new iPad.
Right.
And I know it's very hard to get
the new iPad, which we will be giving away at our State Theater show.
Here is the funnyordie.com. Review of the new iPad. I think they make some very salient points here.
The new iPad is a little thicker, a little heavier, but it features an ultra-high resolution Retina display, an A5X chip with quad-core graphics, 4G LTE connectivity, and improved eyesight camera. But the best feature is that it will bring some temporary purpose to your life. You'll be able to wait in line for it. You'll be able to tell your friends how long
you... I hate to do this, but I just have to point... Is there anybody that gives a rat's ass about audio except our show?
Apparently not.
I'm really kidding.
That's true.
And mumbling.
I'm from Funny or Die, and I'm going to do a funny little thing, but I'm going to put the microphone over here. You know what? I'm sorry. I'm vetoing. All right, there's the audio.
And the mumble.
Absolutely. Yeah. Give us one more, Rob. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I think you'll enjoy this more.
Here's my thing. You know what? If that was on The Onion, you would have been able to hear it.
Right.
Yes. Really.
Right.
But Funny or Die, no, because they take any crap that they can get. That's the way I look at that.
You know who owns Funny or Die? Is Will Ferrell.
No, I know.
And there you go.
The late Will Ferrell.
I'm hoping for the latter.
So right. let us end, Mike, with you don't even want to know about this guy? The fellow. Oh, I'm sorry.
Don't worry. We're not going to get to this in the vault today.
That's Jermaine Jones, who was kicked off American Idol this week for having a criminal record.
I saw that.
Yes.
And so what?
But his voice, man. Listen to his voice.
I can't stand it.
Terrible. I hated him. I looked at American Idol a couple of times, and I hated this guy.
Yeah.
Hated this guy.
He feels exploited because he did check the box on his application that said, I have a criminal record.
So he did.
He did.
So he's getting screwed.
He is getting screwed.
He has four active warrants out for him right now.
Oh, see, that's different.
Yeah.
You can check it. It's not like you can check it, and they'll let you on if all your legal matters are finished. But
that's
if you get outstanding warrants, he has four outstanding warrants.
For what?
Apparently fighting or something like that.
He also,
and then
a lot
giving,
of fake
and then
name
giving
stuff.
A fake name a to the police.
Stuff. But he never, you can't fake this. But we close with Jimmy Kimmel's take on your favorite holiday. Okay,
this weren't the way we celebrate St. Patrick's Day in America. I mean, can you imagine if Ireland had a holiday where everyone dressed up like Benjamin Franklin and drank red, white, and blue beer? It would seem like they're making fun of us, right?
And that might happen. Happy St. Patrick's Day. That is your magic audio ball. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody.
We'll take a break and come back with Mr. Buzz Burbank right after this.
Long time ago when the earth was green, there was more.
I've totally empathized with you today. I understand how it feels.
Yep.
And it's been one show.
Right.
And it's our day, and I'm wearing green shoes.
You know what? Maybe
3 years later,
maybe I should play a different song, Mike.
Okay, very good. They're like from black and white movies.
Right.
Well, not a lot of real hot and happening. Cranberries are Scottish, aren't they? Can't play
No, the Cranberries are Irish,
yes,
douche.
They are.
Oh, Oh, I'm a douche. Okay.
The Cranberries are Irish.
Irish.
Famous Irish when band. They're not Bing Crosby, though. The professional Irishman.
No, it is.
Do you have cranberries? Do you have the cranberries? Because they use
You know, you're a pretty good professional Irishman yourself.
I know, but they use
yeah,
the cranberries.
I have the cranberries.
They use the cranberries in the Irish Tourism Board uses them.
Right.
Yes. They're fantastic.
They've sung about the strike.
Absolutely.
Ireland, the Irish had a hit record 30 years ago.
Oh, my God.
You too?
Do you notice this? Do you notice the undercurrent of bigotry that exists in this man?
I notice it every day.
Every day. I think I'm having an epiphany today. You know, I mean, we don't make fun of the Polish.
No.
On the show. Well, Rob
does. First of all,
see, Rob, here's
find something to make fun of.
Hold on. Rob makes fun of everybody because Rob will not lay claim to any ethnicity. Have you noticed that?
Right. No, primarily I am a Polak.
Yeah, but primarily
German.
You
secretly want to be German.
He wants to be. He would have been one of the Poles.
Oh yeah.
That was
yeah, he would have been like, yeah, we suck. Let's be German.
I can't believe I'm having this reaction to this. Yeah, and I'm sitting here wearing a green Ireland t-shirt.
Boy, the shirt doesn't even count if you've seen the shoes, though.
This is it. Can we get a shot of my shoes, RJ?
Oh, let's make them the picture.
These are my Irish. These are my Irish shoes.
Rob would have looked at the German tanks and said, guys, the rebels are over there.
Oscar would have looked at the Germans and said, hey, can we do a podcast together?
Okay, let's get buzzing here. Jesus, it's Friday. We all need to get away from each other. Here's Buzz Burbank. Take it away, Buzz.
Since I have the St. Patrick's Day jingle, can we have separators between the stories?
Oh,
today?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
yeah,
thank you. Appreciate it.
I'm all in. We're brought to you today by Netflix. Instantly watch unlimited TV shows and movies right on your TV, computer, or mobile device as much as you want for just $7.99 a month. For a free trial, just click the ad on our website.
Oh, go ahead.
It's good to keep an extra stash in case your dealer gets busted.
Right, Mark?
Which is what the U.S. does with oil. We keep an emergency reserve in case, say, Iran tries to shut off a shipping lane or some such thing. But there's one other way to use that oil reserve, especially in an election year. You can tap into it, flooding a bit more oil onto the market and tip the supply and demand in favor of the gas-buying public. President Obama is thinking about this.
Attaboy.
As voters find themselves blaming him for something he cannot otherwise control.
Is there anybody in the United States, I'm sure there's some nerdnicks that probably are better educated than I am, but is there any regular Joe American that doesn't want President Obama to do that, to lower gas prices?
Right. If what's going to happen is he will do it, and he'll do it in the end of October because he wants people to remember it when they go into the election.
It'll be interesting to see what he does.
He's actually talking about summer, but it could have that effect. Obama doesn't mention his opponents by name, but his pit bull vice president does, calling out all the Republican candidates yesterday for opposing the auto industry bailout that resulted in the saving of GM and thousands of jobs. Mitt Romney, meanwhile, is denying reports that he's talked about a deal to make Ron Paul's son his running mate. McDonald's.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Separator. Happy St. Patrick's Day. McDonald's has stopped using pink slime in their ground beef.
I don't believe it.
And now school cafeterias are considering following suit. Pink slime is a product used to reconstitute dried, finely ground beef and to provide a filler to make the meat go farther. It's mostly made of ground fat and gristle, and then it's sprayed with ammonia to kill germs and bacteria.
But you know what? It tastes good.
Sound tasty? You bet.
But it tastes good.
You know, my favorite commercial now is, I hate to say it, I think it might be Geico, where the
I know what it is. The guy's dancing with his partner at the game?
No, the guy that gets followed around by the three middle school popular girls.
Oh, I haven't.
And he's reaching in, and he goes, that is so disgusting. That is so gross.
I'm thinking of an Allstate.
I watch that commercial. I unhinge my jaw every time.
Yesterday, the Department of Agriculture announced it's giving schools the option of not using pink slime. It's all about baby steps. Last week, ABC News reported that 70% of the ground beef we buy at stores is packed with pink slime.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
You know, when you think about it, though, you roll into a grocery store and you're buying a pile of ground meat that you put no thought whatsoever.
Oh, and even worse than that,
what it comes from.
What about the people that buy it in what is called the chub, which almost looks like a sausage case?
I've seen those.
Where you can't even see it?
Yeah. Right.
Oh, my God. Don't buy that meat.
I've probably purchased ground beef in many, many different forms, and it just seems to me that I'm old enough to remember family members, I think my grandma, that would actually grind up her own meat.
Right.
And she had one of those hand grinders.
I have my grandmother's grinder,
With cabbage.
Do you really? I do.
With with cabbage. That was the French-Canadian side.
And potatoes.
Right.
A suburban Washington, D.C. couple has now put more effort into fighting the charges against them than they put into avoiding the charges in the first place. Mark and Amy Denicor of Loudoun County, Virginia, managed to get their kids to school late on about 30 days between September and mid-January.
That's Loudoun County.
When authorities charged them with three misdemeanors each for tardiness. They're now fighting the charges in court.
Like with kids going to school?
With a lawyer. Yeah, they couldn't seem to get their kids to school on time for 30 days between September and mid-January. So the officials got fed up with it, and they charged them each parent with three misdemeanors.
Now, is that...
And they've lawyered up.
Wow, so you charge them... I would think it would be... like child abuse or something? Is it endangerment? Not endangerment, but neglect, maybe.
You know, I'm not sure exactly. Yeah, but that's the goal. But now the parents are showing up for court on time and putting a lot of effort into that.
Do you know who the most punctual member of my family is?
Who's that?
Robert.
Really?
Carrie overslept by like 5 minutes today, and we heard bam, 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 bam. We're going to be late.
Wow.
Boy, does he let Julia have
I like that.
It.
As
Julia
someone who used to drive his own children to school, yes. I got no sympathy for that crap.
I don't. True enough.
I mean, you get them there. And
it's hard for all parents.
It's also the very first time that your children are exposed to that particular type of restriction.
Responsibility. Yeah.
What happened to the bus?
I used to drive them to school because they were at a school way out.
Tell the truth, Mike. It was a bus.
Yeah, I drove the bus.
Anyway, these parents.
Second job.
Oh, sorry, bus.
Their trial's been moved to mid-May.
Yes, sir.
It's when you did middays. You could take them and then pick them up.
That's right.
Meanwhile,
best shift in the world.
In Colorado Springs, the annual Easter egg hunt has been canceled entirely after complaints about parents being too aggressive trying to get their kids the most and best eggs.
Mark.
One of the greatest, not to bring up my kids again, but one of the greatest moments is we used to take the girls out to an Easter egg hunt. Mm-hmm. And you see the best of parents and you see the worst of parents.
Sure.
Yeah. You see the best of kids and you see the worst of kids.
Of course.
I have an indelible memory of my daughter when she was, I think, 4 or 5 years old of walking up with her basket, and she was just getting to the age where she could tear through and find the eggs fast, and walking to a kid that was probably 3 and taking out baskets and putting them in his bag
Wow.
You can't raise them like that. No. That's the human being you got. And I will never forget that about Elizabeth. I remember that to this day. She is a generous kid by nature.
That's a beautiful thing.
It's amazing. But you will see parents that just go out of their minds.
Yeah. It's competitive.
They make it competitive.
Softball, or they apply to go to the White House Easter egg roll for like 14 years straight and they don't get anything. Right.
And then they're bitter.
So they're very sad about that.
How many years have you tried?
I think like four years
I'm
now.
Sorry,
and
man.
You know
why
what?
Why don't you use the celebrity card? Why don't you use the well-known card?
Well, you need that card first.
I believe the answer is in the question, Mike.
Well, no, you could actually do it.
They don't care.
Rob, make a contribution.
Okay. You know what? But really, it's sort of a silver lining because now I don't have to explain Easter to Jabril.
Did you want to take Jabril?
Of course, I put in for him.
Sure. That was really kind of you.
I think we could probably get you to the Easter egg roll with a media credential.
I would love that. But I got to bring three little ones is the deal. I'm not going by myself.
Yeah, it's a cluster F down.
Yeah, and you know that they do like 5 of them now. The last one's like at 7 o'clock at night.
Is it really?
The last thing you want to be is in downtown D.C. and dead of night.
That's what it's become now.
Kids with flashlights.
We have several shows.
Can we put it out there though?
If somebody has the connection to get Rob Spiewak into the Easter egg roll,
I will give Rob
the day off from the show.
I want to bring my 3 kids. That's what I want to do.
And Rob wants to bring Jabril, Julia, and Robert. Is Julia into it?
Julia would like it because it's a day off school.
Okay.
And you know what? I could never do it without her because she would say.
And it's the Monday after Easter Sunday,
Easter Monday,
correct?
Yeah.
It's Easter Monday. And so if anybody knows how to get Rob to the Easter egg roll, let us know.
And let the record reflect it was he who brought it up, not me.
Well, no, because you seem really upset about it.
Well, I was bothered by it. I got an email and it said, you did not get selected for the lottery.com. They've got a website for the people that didn't make it. And I
they
said, this
can
is
squeeze,
the worst email
yeah,
ever.
They can yeah. squeeze three more Rugrats into
especially
that.
With five what they shows. Offered him was the virtual White House Easter egg roll.
And then, right. oh, and they also, yeah, you can participate online and go to this website to buy an egg.
And in Lafayette, Colorado, a young man has been ticketed for tying his cat to a rock.
Oh, no.
The 19-year-old told police that he was going jogging.
Don't laugh.
It's going to be all right for everybody. This story, by the time this is over, everybody's going to be fine.
Sure.
The 19-year-old told police he was going jogging. He was going jogging, and he wanted his cat to join him on the jog.
Hey, Tyler, where's your cat?
But the cat, of course... because it's a cat, refused to go jogging.
Yeah, okay. What a dick.
So the young man tied his cat to a rock until he got back to his starting point.
Hey, you wait here.
Police say they might not have taken any action at all if the cat hadn't been under attack by a flock of birds.
Oh, my God.
Effing birds. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
That is a kicker. That is too damn funny.
Love it.
All right. Good shows this week, everybody. Thanks to everybody. We want to thank Paco and Maru, the
yes.
DC Pipers, for coming by on our day before St. Patrick's Day. You might get a text from me.
All right.
You never know.
You know
yeah, they might say, I will see you in Arlington. It might say, you're fired. But there will be a text.
Our show today was brought to you by Smart Smoke, the premium e-cigarette. Smart Smoke has the... Smart Smoke, I should say, has the nicotine you crave, but without the tar, odor, secondhand smoke, or carcinogens. With same-day shipping, they've got a money-back guarantee. Smart Smoke is a smarter alternative to tobacco, and it costs 80% less than traditional tobacco products. Try the new Omega 2. That sounds cool.
Like
with a
it.
Heavy-duty design and up to 14 hours of battery life. Just ask Carla O'Mara.
For St. Patrick's
Who's
Day.
Who's calling me right now?
She's calling
Ooh.
You?
Yeah.
Oh, well, hold on. Let's stop everything before we get
Let's
out of here.
See.
We're running out of time for Steve Bridges, so hold on. And hi to KCJJ. Yeah.
Hello.
Hello, Steve. Hey, Mark. It's Carla.
Hi.
Hi, Carla.
You're still on. You're
hi.
On the show. So don't talk
hi.
About that date.
Hey, what did you... What, hey, what...
Hey, 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 hey.
What are you calling Mark for?
Yeah, I bet you
oh,
do.
Okay, all right, that we're out of here.
Got
Have a great time,
wow.
everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Have you ever seen the seagulls a-flying all the heather? All the crimson sails on Galway Bay, the fishermen unfurl. Oh, the earth is filled with beauty, and it's gathered all together in the form and face and dainty grace of a pretty Irish girl. Oh, she is my dear, my darling one, her eyes so sparkling full of fun. No other, no other can match the likes of her. She is my dear, my darling one, my smiling and big island one. I love the ground she walks upon, my pretty Irish girl. Oh, she is my dear, my darling one, her eyes so...
Happy St. Patrick's Day.